biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, we're back in the bunker again.
People try to debunk stuff.
No, no, no.
But we rebunk it. That's why we're biscuits
no
in the bunker.
No can do.
You know it's a bunker episode because you've got the recorder there.
Oh, my gosh. I know, because you got to record everything in the bunker. I'm like Nixon.
Is this the headphones level? All right, that's good.
Yeah, toglet. So it is quite possibly one of the most important, unimportant days of the year.
This is Juneteenth in the bunker.
This
Chuck
is the
Thompson.
Story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. That's right.
And though she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely loved her.
When she smiled. Also, don't tell girls to smile.
We don't do that anymore.
Be happy for the way that they fart, the way they look in the shower. The way that they feel after they have had their first cup of coffee. Love the women for that. Ugh. So something I want to jump right into the nuts and the bolts of the show today.
Is it swordfish trombone?
It's swordfish trombone, baby.
What year was that we were listening to swordfish trombone?
Ooh, okay. I was like, what year did the album come out? I don't know. 81? But the year we listened to it was probably 2015, 2014 maybe.
This is a true story. I remember the first time, not the first time that we like talked to each other at comedy. By the way, you and I started doing stand-up comedy on the
same night.
At
the same night.
We didn't know each other.
No, we did not. But you were doing like your Mitch Headroom routine. No, Hedberg.
Max Headroom.
Yeah, there we go. Berg routine. You know, you were doing the one-liners.
I was very Mitch Hedberg-y. I would like get really high and then do a bunch of one-liners.
And I was very
stony.
Lispy and yelly. Which I'm so glad I've just changed from that
I'm
comedy.
So glad you got that speech therapist.
Yes, I'm
that
so
you finally
glad.
Went down to Sylvester Stallone's speech therapy center. Because your speech skills were a little rocky.
They were a little rocky, to say the least.
And then one time, you and I would talk to each other every week, but the one time you were like, hey, do you want to like come over to my house and hang out? And I was like, no, because like, I don't want friends.
Well, also, when you're... Before you're bros with somebody, when the duders ask you to hang out at night, you want the women folk, usually, to ask you out, you know?
I didn't want to hang out with anybody.
You don't like hanging out? You don't, that's right. You don't like hanging out with anybody.
You're an extrovert. I'm an introvert.
Yeah, that's so extra, baby.
That's why we go
I'm
together.
I'm so extra.
Like peas and carrots.
Like biscuits and gravy. Who's biscuit? Who's gravy?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The world will never know.
I forgot biscuits and gravy.
Today's show is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I'm Chuck Thompson. He's Vincent Fody. And together we are Biscuits and Gravy. Usually we broadcast at 333 Dairy Road in beautiful downtown Maui because this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Sometimes we do a lovely episode called Drunker in the Bunker.
And do you remember what you said to me when you asked me if I wanted to come over and I said no?
No, not in the least.
You said, come on, you don't want to like... drink whiskey and smoke my vaporizer. And I was like,
I do want to do those things.
You know what? I could do that.
Oh, thank God.
And then we've been friends ever since.
Mm-hmm. And we listen to
the trombone fish.
No, it's swordfish trombone. What's the name of the album? It's swordfish trombone.
It's Tom Waits.
It's Tom Waits' album.
He has a song called Old Shoes and Photographs. Which is a great song, but then
his
everything else is
ice
like
cream.
Ah, burp, 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 burp.
I'm now slowly looking whiskey in the butthole.
Whiskey in the butthole.
Yeah, that's his fucking song. It's his trademark song.
That's the first song.
You gotta listen to it.
Swordfish trombone.
Swordfish trombone. It's an excellent album. He's so wild. All of his albums are so wildly different.
I think we're getting mixed up with. Also, there's like a ska band called Fishbone.
Oh, I love Fishbone.
And they
Party
play
at Ground Zero.
They
man.
Play a lot of trombone, right? They have a trombone in their.
You know,
band,
funny
right?
enough, I don't think there's enough trombone. In that album.
Aren't they a ska band?
No, I'm talking about the other one.
Oh, Swordfish.
Yeah.
With Holly Berry.
No.
John Travolta.
There's no trombone in that. Also, the way they portray, oh my God, I am rewatching with my wife.
Do you know for a fact that there's no
trombone? I'm watching NCIS Las Vegas circa 2001.
Why? That's your fault.
Dude, these shows are terrible. These are off like 20 seasons. Grey's Anatomy is on their 97th season.
There's so many good shows out there. Why would you watch CSI Las Vegas?
Because I'm married. That's what you do, Vincent.
No, that's what you do when you're married and you're also like 70. Mm. And you don't know how to find good TV shows. Here, read that one.
Our good friends down at lovely, community-minded, celebrity-sponsored Stellan Skarsgård's Celestial Trading Cards. Come on down to Stellan Skarsgård's Celestial Trading Cards. Try to collect all of Stellan Skarsgård's Stellar Star Cards.
Good.
I nailed it, bro. I'm profesh.
And also, today's show is brought to us by Harvey Firestein's Grill Lighters. When you think flaming, think Firestein.
You got it dialed on into the Biscuit Boys. We're going to finish today's episode off with a lovely segment we call Chuck Stuff the Knowledge, Buffalo. Next week, we're going to have a stripper slash comedian, question mark, on our show. We're going to play a lot of wild and fun games.
Does she care if we blow up her spot about her being a stripper?
I mean, I think we're going to blow it up. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
are you supposed to ask?
I don't know, how comfortable is she discussing that? She just wants to be on there as a comedian.
Oh, that's a good question. We should probably ask her.
But she's so much more.
You know who we'll else is a her. Concerned advocate for strippers?
Me.
Our good friends down at Dwayne Johnson's Wholesale Seafood. It isn't just a rock. It's a rock lobster. Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Yeah.
Chee-hee.
You're
so considerate, bro.
I miss being friends with strippers. I had a bunch of stripper friends when I lived in Philadelphia.
You were friends with a stripper?
There was a stripper that lived upstairs from me, and it was weird. She worked at Delilah's, which is one of the major strip clubs in town.
Also, how wild was that song, Hey There, Delilah? Not a good stripper song.
It's not a great song to strip to, but I think the strip club.
I mean, I don't want to yuck your young, but that's not what I would get stripped to.
Say yuck my young?
Yuck. Your yum. I don't know what I said.
That's when you see somebody's baby and you're like, ew.
Ew.
Don't yuck my young.
Ew, brother.
But
I guess I do yuck a lot of youngs because they're gross. I hate
think
children.
The strip club, I think the strip club Delilah's was there before the song Hey There Delilah.
Oh, you think so, huh?
But it's a weird dynamic because you have a friend and you go, you hang out, you drink, you smoke weed with them. But
I love smoking weed with friends, don't you?
But also anytime you want, you can go down to her work and see her vagina.
See, I guess there's just not enough of that in the life force, Why aren't we looking at each other's vaginas?
It's like Willie Simon had that friend, and he didn't know for the longest time that she was a porn star. And then he found out she was a porn star.
How
cool would it be if you found out that one of your friends was a porn star?
It'd be so cool. Also, is there anyone from your grade school that's now a porn star? Anyone from your high school that's now a porn star? Anyone from your college?
I mean, statistically, there
has to be, right?
But not that I know of.
Also, OnlyFans, I subscribe to Gabby Carter on OnlyFans, and it's $7 a month. I thought I would do holistic porn, and I like big areolas. You know me. And so, it's a racket, Vincent. You join it, and then every video is $12 after that or $15.
Do you really subscribe to OnlyFans?
I did.
To Gabby Carter's?
You know
you can see her naked on the internet for free.
But you can see her. Okay, so
you know that's not her messaging you, right?
She had a kid.
I know, and her areolas aren't as great anymore. You said that 2 weeks ago.
But now, as of a week and a half ago, I saw a leaked picture of her.
Oh, yeah?
Her areolas are even better than they've ever been.
Oh, yeah?
So I broke down, and I bought an OnlyFans for Gabby Carter, and I don't think she really likes
it. How do you get your areolas back in shape? Do they have little weights?
Bro, I'm on the emotional and educational journey you are on as well. We all want to know how we got our areolas better, okay? We don't know. But then here's the problem. It's $12 to $13 to $14 to $15 to $16 to see 8 to 9 to 10 minute videos. I won't pay for that.
When I moved to Maui,
I want holistic porn. $7 a month for one person to get railed 2 or 3 times should be enough.
When I first moved to Maui, I missed hanging out with strippers because there's no strip clubs on Maui. So what I did was I downloaded this app that lets you know whenever there's a stripper nearby. It's called Amber Alert.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Alan Watts Light Bulbs. Get illuminated with Alan Watts.
Today's show is brought to us by the Juneteenth Drunker in the Bunker extravaganza. Is brought to us by Britney Spears haircutting scissors for the best in shears. Get Britney Spears.
The Juneteenth.
It's called Drunker in the Bunker because as we're doing the episode, we get drunker, but we started out drunk.
Well, we also, we're just going to be debunking a lot of stuff this week, okay? So first of all, Vince,
I don't think we're debunking anything. I think we're debunking.
I'm
going to
blow
else.
Your mind right now on something.
Okay.
Okay. We finish off the show with Chuck Stuff, the Knowledge Buffalo. But right before that, we do spoiler alert. And then in between these, we're going to talk a little bit about porn. Guess what? Pornhub is going to be blocked in a couple states. Isn't that cray cray in the membrane?
As of July 1st, 2024. We're looking at Montana.
Okay, that's a state of fucking dum-dums.
That's Montana, right?
That's Montana.
Montana,
yeah.
Idaho.
No, hold on.
No.
Utah. That's Idaho. That's Montana.
That's Idaho. That's Utah. Nebraska. Okay. Kansas. Texas.
Well, Texas is
Louisiana.
Easy. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay,
I'm so good at naming the states, Vincent Archangel Gravy. All right,
so for you folks at home, we're looking at a map of the United States, and some of the states are filled in, but the states aren't labeled. So we're trying to see who's better at telling states without looking at them. Oh,
who's
that's Louisiana.
At telling lies.
That's Mississippi.
Yes, MIMO, baby. Come on.
North Carolina? If you give me a map, I can fill in all the states.
Montana. Idaho.
Today's show is brought to us by Macaulay Culkin's Calk Guns. No one handles Calk like Macaulay Culkin. Don't remodel your home alone. You shouldn't have to upload your driver's license to a website in order to watch porn. I do think it's like...
Do you think there should be a step other than Pornhub only very recently started asking
do you think
me
it's wrong?
If I was over 18?
Do you think it's wrong to not allow kids to see pornography?
I mean,
are we a country of prudes?
Maybe it should be like with tobacco, got raised to 21.
In other countries, there's like nude magazines just in the store when you walk in. Like, is it a First Amendment issue? Some people are suing the law that's going into effect, saying it's a First Amendment issue. Like, is porn art? I mean, technically, like, that's a loophole that we're operating under.
All right. I think that for many reasons, yeah, clearly breasts and genitals should just be exposed a little bit
but
more.
What a naked person looks like is
but
information. And
do
shouldn't
I think,
everybody have access to that information?
Do I think that, like, should be I think maybe even make it 21. But nudity, unerect,
I know.
Unstimulated, but just nudity, that should be fucking way more in the open.
Well,
also,
it's like
that's going
to
help.
It's like the
not
religious people that try to get the naked statues covered up in the museums. It's like, come on.
Okay, they also, that's just, they couldn't be more blunt that they want to literally cover up museums. That's the problem. Religious people just don't like museums because museums are houses of truth.
Yeah.
And that's
opposite. They're not against the naked statues. They're just against learning in general.
Yeah, that's yeah, it's literally the freaking worst, dude. Jesus.
Today's show is brought to us by James Brown Scrotal Transplant Center. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's
also,
world.
Like,
down
not
James
for nothing,
Brown Scrotal
but
Transplant
like,
Center.
What are some porn sites that you use?
Like,
are you downloading?
Could you imagine if when you were like 16, you couldn't see porn?
Actually, I probably couldn't see porn at 16. Yet.
I could see porn when I was 16.
I don't think I saw
the internet existed. Come on.
Not in the Thompson household.
As long
I think
as
it was
the
like
internet
17.
Existed, porn. Was
I think I was still storing
up.
Like printed out cutouts on paper, like in my.
I remember when my
16.
Friend got like a computer that had a CD-ROM, and he had the Encyclopedia Britannica on CD-ROM. We're like, dude, we can look up a picture of like an ant colony.
And like, or you could look up a picture of breast exams. I once flooded
not
my
in,
bathroom.
Not in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
I was 7th grade, Vincent Fodi. I stayed home being sick. I wasn't sick. I went to go take myself a long bath. I was watching this movie on TV with Matthew Broderick. Okay, now guess what
was
the movie...
Was this in Ireland?
No, it wasn't the one in Ireland where he ran over a nun and a child. It was, I think it was called, like, Nighthawk or something. It's where this, like, ugly dude was a wolf and this hot chick was, like, a hawk. And they were, like, cursed by eternity to live in the nighttime and the daytime and swap them forth. But anyway, I went on Encyclopedia, dude, and I looked up breastises of Africa. And you could just look up, like, 500 pictures of boobs in Africa. It's fantastic.
As soon as we got our internet, the first thing I did was go to, like, www.breast.com.
Yeah.
And it was a website, and it had breasts on it, and it was great.
Yeah, pink, Whitehouse.com, also a good one. But then iMesh came around.
No, they
right?
finally...
LimeWire. You had to download actual porn videos. No. And some, did you ever download like a porn movie? I knew
no
porn
one has
movies.
Ever downloaded porn without it being a virus. It's all virus.
My mom once thought that we were watching porn on our family computer. Well, anyway. And guess what? We did. And
like,
instead of looking for porn, she went on LimeWire and searched pornography videos. And then, like, 187 results popped up because no one labels it pornography videos. And then, you know what my mom did? She clicked on all fucking almost 200 of the videos and crashed her computer during Easter weekend 2005, 2006. And she downloaded all these porn. It was my dad's work computer. And then during fucking Easter morning breakfast, she asked my brother, who like lived at college 90% of the time, me, who was a senior in high school, and my younger brother, she asked us like in great detail about every, like, she was like fucking Columbo, flipping the pages, reading the porn videos to us. And then she basically explained that she downloaded all the porn out of my dad's work computer and crashed our computer.
Your mom's like, just one more thing. Who's Gabby Carter?
Oh, my God.
One time, I was showing my mom what cookies were, and I was like, this is how the internet works.
It did it all to the cookie.
It saves all of your internet like traffic in this file. And it's all under cookies, so you can see where everything was.
So if you don't know this, every time you touch a mouse or a keyboard or you read anything, that's like five cookies being saved.
Yeah. But it used to be like, if you went to, if you don't know what a cookie is, when you go to a website, it saves a little thing about you. And sometimes it downloads, your computer downloads like a little file.
Which can be convenient.
And so if you go into your like your internet history back in the day on like Windows 98, you could see all the cookies that were downloaded and all the websites that you went to and all that stuff. So one time I was like, oh, I'll be nice and I'll show my mom how the computer works. And I was showing her like where all your internet files are being saved to.
You
and
then
as soon as I showed it to her, all the internet files that are in there, are, of course, are all porn. And so
why would you like, do that? Why? You
I,
knew.
I wasn't thinking. I was just trying to be nice and explain how the computer worked. I didn't think about the fact that there was tons of porn cookies in our like cache. So she sees it and she's like, what's this? What's this? What's all this porn stuff on here? And I was like,
this is a simulator of how to delete the porn that you look at, Mom.
I said, relax. Sometimes when you go to a website, a pop-up ad will come up and that pop-up ad will save a cookie and the pop-up ad will be for porn. So as soon as I see that, of course I click away from it. Because that's the devil. But it will still save a cookie from that pop-up ad. And my mom was like, she was kind of like, all right, I'm going to ask somebody who knows about computers and we'll see if you're telling the truth or not. And she asked our friend of ours, I think his name is Tony Alexander.
His name is Jason Alexander. It's a short, stocky, bald man.
He's a super tall black
Very
guy.
Very passionate.
And he did like IT for a living, so he knew all about computers. So she asked him and... whatever my made up story was, he confirmed it. And she was he's
what a saint. He should be canonized.
Dude, he came through because he totally knew that I lied to her about something. And he just backed me up and got me out of so much trouble. If you're out there, Tony Alexander, you're the man.
And if you're listening at home, what's your childhood porn story drama? Give us a call at 808-8. Am I getting my mattress firm phone number or the store phone?
873-2434-35.
Today's show is underwritten apart by Mark Hamill's Hammers. Got a big project to tackle? It's Hamill time!
Today's show is brought to us by Drunker in the Bunker. It's brought to you by Kenny Loggins Cybersecurity. Trust your logins to logins. Don't let your privacy be in the danger zone.
I'm pretty excited for next week to talk to a person who is only a comedian.
So if you have any questions, give us a call. 6912.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. Just give us a call at that number. Trombone fish, Vincent Phoney, come on.
You have 69 in your phone number?
Yeah, they let me pick it.
That's great.
They literally let me pick it.
Wait, they let you pick your phone number?
Well, they gave me like 50 different options.
And you just picked the one that has 69
in
it?
Yeah, I was like, gotta get that one.
Did you really pick it because it had 69 in it?
Clearly. Like, why would you not?
Today's show is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's eggs. Don't let your eggs.
You didn't know which one.
Oh, no, it's... Don't make, no, it is make your eggs Benedict's.
Vincent, I'm so pissed that the internet is going to limit the best porn site in a couple different states.
Well,
but I'm also
what?
Pissed that the internet, everyone fired real people at real jobs and now they let AI run it. Have you done a search on Google today? Google changed this week. Google got even shittier,
it's
dude.
Been doing that for like 2 weeks, dude. Every time you ask it a question, it just gives you the AI answer.
It's bullshit. It's
no one's happy
stupid.
About it. The real question is, how much would it suck? Like, you're a 16-year-old.
I mean, it does suck.
You live in Texas. You want to look up porn.
Search results are stupid.
And then now all of a sudden you're like...
Also, Pornhub is like the tame
now,
porn site.
So here's the...
Pornhub's tame as
here's
far as
the
porn
reason why.
Go.
Here's the reason why that's not going to work is because Pornhub follows the U.S.'s regulations and stuff. But there's very many pornography websites that operate overseas that aren't beholden to the laws of Utah. So kids living in Utah are just going to go to a different website that's not Pornhub.
Yeah.
So you're not going to even be able to use it. Also, 6 out of 10 teenagers use a VPN when they're surfing the internet anyway.
Yeah, the younger
people have VPNs.
Yeah, these are the people that know how to do it.
You can just use a VPN and get around that anyway. You don't even have to go to a different country. You just have to go to a different state in the U.S.
So
it's like smoking weed.
Sometimes you want to buy something overseas or you want to stream something, right? So, like, I have friends and family that live in Australia, and they don't want to pay for Hulu, right? One person out of five people should pay for Hulu. So I share
when
that
we
Hulu
were in Japan,
account with people.
We were able to watch Rick and Morty on Netflix.
Yeah, but you can't watch it here. Isn't that stupid?
Not on Netflix.
What people do is they use a VPN
to watch it on HBO,
and they can watch whatever they want.
Right,
all the time,
that's one of the selling points of VPNs. Let me ask you this: do you think it's dumb that we have different laws in different states when it's one country?
That's a tough and
like,
deep,
you can,
complicated
like,
issue.
You can go to jail in Louisiana for smoking weed, or you can go to Colorado and buy weed and smoke it in front of a cop.
Yeah. I mean, first of
all, is that
all,
dumb or is that genius about America?
Well, America's not really, even though we are 50 states.
Spoiler alert, it's dumb.
It's dumb. I mean, well,
it's dumb.
It's only dumb because you can't smoke weed in front of a cop in every state, you know?
It's dumb. You also
like, how
can't
is
get
a
an
wife
abortion
take,
in Texas
to take you, the edge off.
If you get raped in Texas, you have to have your rapist child.
Also, Texas executes like 20 retarded people a year.
That, you 20! Know what?
Vince, 20 retarded people a year. Because you'd think because they're killing all the retarded people, Texas would slowly become smarter over time.
Yeah, but they're getting
and
worse.
They're tricking us, Vincent Archangel Gravy, because I'm sure you used a calculator during high school and college. What calculator did you use?
TI-83.
Texas Instruments, baby, right? And so they trick us. They brainwash us. They indoctrinate us, baby, to make us think that Texas is smart. But really, they're full of room of dum-dums. They're the worst. Did you know that?
This might surprise you, Chuck, but I think I'm pro-death penalty.
I mean...
only in cases where it's irrefutable. If you have irrefutable evidence, if we don't have the evidence or whatever, then, like, we shouldn't execute somebody if there's even a sliver of a doubt, right? But if somebody confessed or we, like, know for a fact that they did it, like,
I don't
a
trust
serial
confessions.
Killer... Well, obviously, you shouldn't trust confessions.
People confess they want to be famous.
Well, then if they confess to something and they know that they're going
to
be put to death for it, then isn't that just kind of like a form of suicide?
Hmm.
Today's program is brought to you by Beyonce's Homemade Preserves. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. So this is our June 19th Drunker in the Bunker extravaganza brought to you by Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden cured all of the racial inequality.
Joe Biden gave us our first new federal holiday since MLK Day.
Whoa.
And you know what? If it's one thing that Joe Biden did give us a new federal holiday.
Who freed the slaves? The government. Who killed MLK?
The government. The government.
Whoopsie poopsie.
I love every MLK Day. Like everybody.
Every single for 8 years in a row.
Everybody has to make an announcement on Twitter, like Happy MLK Day. So of course the FBI has a Twitter account, so they have to go online and say like Happy MLK Day, and then they hope nobody realizes it, and then everybody's like, "Oh yeah,
you like MLK Day?
Hold on. Don't do a precursory Google search of MLK FBI, please."
Did you know the FBI and the CIA both deliberately target Mormons to work for them? Which is also wild because the Mormons deliberately are trying to usurp the U.S. government at the same time.
Yeah, and they have have like $1 trillion?
We all think that like Muslims are going to like do shit in the United States, and really it's like the Bush family and Mormons. Like those are the real people fucking causing all the problems.
It's the Romney family. There's 27 of them.
Drink milk? How? It's so hot.
We make a lot of jokes about Mitt Romney.
I mean,
drinking milk.
As we should.
In like the last month, we've made like 4 jokes about Mitt Romney drinking milk on this show.
So, Juneteenth, brother. Now, also, what wasn't the like?
Do you think Republicans are conflicted about Juneteenth? Because on the one hand, they're like, I hate the fact that slavery's over, and I hate black people, but I do like getting an extra paid day off of work. It sucks.
It's a tough one. The world will never know.
That's like if you're a kid, if you're an Indian kid and you have off on Columbus Day, are you like, fuck Columbus, but I don't want to go to school?
Is it Indigenous Peoples Day? Is it World Travelers Day?
Depends what state you're in.
Again, why are states so wildly different?
Today's show is brought to us by Matt Damon's Exorcisms. Need to get out the demons?
Get out the demons!
I haven't been this drunk in like 3 days. When was the karaoke night that we went to?
Saturday night. Did you also get drunk
Saturday,
on the karaoke
night?
That
was like 4 nights ago. I did.
Would
actually.
You like to take a break? It's at the half an hour mark. Let's do a shot of roux, a bong rip. Let's get a little more situated. This is not only a drunker in the bunker, but it's dinner and a movie. We're going to watch Deep Blue Sea and cook some fish.
Actually, let's talk about a friend of the show, Ted Anderson. He was celebrating the fact he had a venture party for Venture Physical Therapy. We should mention that our show is brought to us by Venture Physical Therapy. They're a sponsor of the show. You and I went to a Venture Physical Therapy party, and so Ted needed a certain amount of people in order to buy out the place, and he wasn't going to meet that number of people with just the Venture Physical Therapy staff. He also invited all of the comedians as well.
What a happy glamour mix of stuff.
And I got to say, the comedians were doing the heavy lifting when it came to karaoke.
Oh my God, yes. We were killing it, nailing it. Also, Vincent Archangel Gravy Fody III. You nail it at rap songs.
I did forgot about Dre.
You did forgot about Dre, baby.
The trick to doing that song well is not saying the N-word.
Wow. That tip is brought to us.
And also knowing all the lyrics to Forgot About Dre.
Because you can't wait for the karaoke.
But we also did, here's some tips if you're going to do karaoke. There's a couple songs out there that are like absolute crowd favorites. Mr. Brightsides by The Killers.
Yeah.
Always a killer. There's also the one that Chino did, the Backstreet Boys song, I Want It That Way.
The five of us comedians did it.
There's like 5 songs that are always guaranteed to kill at karaoke.
Girls just want to have fun.
It's all killer, no filler. And then we closed. I did Forgot About Dre, which is like my go-to karaoke song. But then we closed with Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was fun.
Don't Stop Believing is usually the number one crowd pleaser. Chino did New York, New York, which is kind of a faux pas to do any Frank Sinatra song for karaoke. But as long as you're not doing My Way, My Way is like the ultimate faux pas.
It's the ultimate cringe, baby.
It's the ultimate cringe.
He also did that song.
He did that song called Megan Fox's Foxskin Gloves. Got weird toe hands?
Cover them up.
With Megan Fox's Foxskin Gloves. Not available in Ireland.
Don't come out of your home alone. Let's get a drink and pop into the show. Let's get some entertainment into it. Today's show is brought to us by friend of the show, Michael Douglas's Fur Burgers. Warning, may cause throat cancer.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, we are.
And we're going to talk about Costco and Disney porn.
And so much more.
All that and
thanks
much
for getting
more.
It dialed on in with the Biscuit Boys on the one and only Truth Network. You got it dialed on in to the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
This
with
is Vince Drunker Fody. In the Bunker, Juneteenth Extravaganza.
And Chuck Thompson, thank you very much.
That's not my name.
But what?
That's the name of the episode.
All right. No one likes you. Everyone likes me.
This is the clams.
Clams. We are the Biscuiteers. And we're eating clam shells. Look at this little clam action right here.
We're the Biscuiteers. You can be one too. Because saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Here with Chuck
Isn't it
Thompson.
Funny though that like they had to say looting? Like looting is not the way to save the planet.
So the biggest news that's been going on recently. Every single podcast that I listen to has talked about Joey Chestnut so far. So, you know there's big news in professional eating, right?
He's banned.
Yeah.
He's banned from the hot dog eating competition, which is...
Joey Chestnut got banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition.
That other guy, though, the Japanese guy, is
Takeru Kobayashi.
Is going to challenge him.
So, as soon as I heard this, I started having flashbacks, because this is that's the exact same thing that happened to Takeru Kobayashi. Thing early 2000s, I was a huge Kobayashi
fan. There's way
more
sriracha in this now. It's so good.
One of my heroes growing up was Takeru Kobayashi. He was a skinny guy who loved to eat. As a young skinny kid who loved to eat, he was one of my heroes. And he used to compete at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition every year. He won like 5 years in a row. And he was a national treasure.
Yes.
To Japan, because that's the nation that he is from. And then MLE, which stands for Major League Eating, which is
no way.
Yeah, there's MLE's Major League Eating.
That's what it is?
Yeah, they're the company that runs the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition every July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted him to sign an exclusive contract with MLE, and he refused to do it. So... They banned
him.
They
can't make you sign a contract to just perform in the Olympics.
Yeah, well, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition is something totally different. So they wanted him to sign an exclusive contract. He wouldn't do it. And so they banned him. Not only did they ban him from the competition, but even though he had won like 5 years in a row, they took his picture off the Wall of Fame. He went there 1 year.
But everyone know he's the winner.
He went there when he was banned, and he was in the audience. People started recognizing him, and they were like, dude, you should get up on stage. And the crowd started chanting, let him eat. Let him eat. And guess what? Nathan's not only didn't let him up on stage, but when he went up on stage by himself to congratulate Joey Chestnut, they had him arrested.
What?
The charges were dropped eventually.
Sounds like Nathan's Hot Dogs is like the government.
But it's like Nathan's Hot Dogs, they used to be in it for the love of the game, you know? The sport of professional eating.
Yeah,
now it's all...
That's like part of it.
Now it's all corporate. And that's why they kicked out Takeru Kobayashi. And now, because my boy Joey Chestnut tried to get a deal, he's trying to stack that paper. He got a deal with Impossible Hot Dogs.
Are Nathan Hot Dogs even the best? Hummels are better.
They're like, you can't be sponsored by a competing hot dog brand and compete in our hot dog
Oscar
eating
Mayer,
competition.
Oscar Mayer, Cheddarwurst,
as if anybody
also
cares
better.
About the fact that it's Nathan's Hot Dogs. Nobody cares about the fact that it's Nathan's Hot Dogs. They care about the fact that some dude ate 76 hot dogs. Joey Chestnut ate 76 hot dogs.
How much
in 10 minutes? I don't know what Kobayashi's record is, but one of the years that Kobayashi got banned, he decided, since they weren't going to let him compete, he went like across the street and set up his own hot dog eating like exposition.
I love it.
And he timed it so that
the government should do this.
He timed it so that it would go live at the same time as the Nathan's hot dog eating competition on July 4th.
So people just had split screens.
Right, exactly. And he did
this is the world
the same,
I want to live in.
The same 10-minute eating competition. He was like, doing it like across the street on a rooftop, right? Like the Beatles.
I love it.
And the year that he did that, he beat Joey Chestnut. Joey Chestnut ate 62. He ate 69 hot dogs that year.
Ooh, 69, baby.
So one of the years that he was a hot dog eating Cheers. Competition, he would have gotten beaten by Takeru Kobayashi. And now he knows how it feels to also be excluded by Nathan's. It's ridiculous. Nathan's a bunch of cowards. Like, I could see banning him because he wouldn't sign the contract, right? But taking his face down from the wall of fame of hot dog eaters is ridiculous. The year after they banned Takeru Kobayashi, their ratings on TV went down 49%. He's what put them on the map. He was like a national, he was like a household name. Takeru Kobayashi's nickname is the godfather of competitive eating. And now Joey Chestnut is the household name of competitive eating because every year he's won, what, like 15 in a row of the national hot dog eating
competitions. But we only care about those two
He's got
names.
16 wins.
It's like
in
Major
17
League
years.
Baseball banning the Boston Red Sox. You're like, okay. You're like a good chunk of why people watch.
So even if somebody else wins, could you imagine being the guy that wins and then like you're always going to have an asterisk next to your name? Because you're going to go up to somebody and be like, hey, I won the Nathan's hot dog eating competition. They're like, oh, really? You beat Joey Chestnut?
Like,
it's gonna be
actually, oh, because he beat Kobayashi?
Actually. But after all that, guess what? Guess what?
They're back, baby.
They're going to have their own Netflix special where they're going to compete in hot dog eating competitions on Labor Day, September 2nd.
Also, Netflix is just, in a good way, it's taking away from everyone else. Like, Comedy Central used to have roasts. Netflix has the better roasts. National TV used to have eating competitions.
I think that they had the right idea, like, picking up the mantle of the roasts. You know?
You're not eating enough of these clam strips. I just ate all of yours.
Because like Comedy Central stopped doing the roast. Netflix started doing the roast. I thought that was a good idea, but Tom Brady Comedy, roast kind of sucked.
It did. Also, he's
I don't
not...
know why they had Kevin Hart host it.
Why do they have Kevin Hart do anything, Visit Archangel Gravy Fody? Kevin Hart is not only the biggest hack in the universe.
Kevin Hart was phoning it in.
But he also...
Hold on. He's not the biggest... hack in the universe.
Don't
all right,
fucking tell
he's
me
from Philadelphia,
shit.
So no. Don't be disrespecting Kevin Hart.
I mean, he's a hack, dude.
Today's show is brought to us by Paul Rubens Beef Jerky. Need a quick shot of protein? Nobody knows more about jerk meats than Paul Rubens.
Drunker.
Great snack to take to the movies. That's a great joke from 30 years ago.
In the bunker is underwritten in part by lovely community-minded celebrity sponsors like Tom Cruise's missiles. If you need a bomb at the box office, choose Cruise. They'll blow up anything from A to Z new.
And also, Paul Rudd's rudders. Don't be clueless about your rudders.
I'm not a fan of Apple TV or Paramount TV, and I think I'm just going to get rid of them. There's like nothing good on them. I still haven't even seen South Park yet. That's the only reason I pay for Paramount TV.
I just pirate
is for
everything.
South Park.
That's why I have a VPN, so I can pirate everything. And... watch porn when I go to Texas.
What kind of porn do you like?
I like it all.
I like it all.
We'll talk more about porn later on the show. Are you familiar with the PGA?
Clearly.
And LIV golf?
Yeah, absolutely.
LIV is like the competing league of golf. If you're going to compete in a major golf tournament, you have to be ranked. And before, all the rankings would come from how you performed in the PGA. Mm-hmm. But then there's a certain amount of golfers that are getting paid more money to go compete in the LIV golf league.
It's not even a couple more bucks. It's a lot of more bucks.
It's and like, hey, do you want to make 20 times?
Muslim money behind it. What?
Yeah, the LIV.
Are we going to have the new golf course? It's going to be Qatar, like the goddamn soccer games?
Yeah. It's Saudi Arabia, I think, isn't it?
It is, dog.
That's behind LIV.
It
is. But anyway, they're like, hey, instead of getting paid like $200,000 for this golf game. How would you like to be paid like $20 million? And they're like, yes, please. But then because they're not competing in all the PGA tournaments, their ranking is going down. So then they can't compete in the major tournaments. So then the people that are competing in the tournaments are like, yeah, I won the tournament. But, you know, like the best golfers in the world aren't here because they're getting paid $20 million by Saudi Arabia to help plan September 11th part two.
It's not just Saudi Arabia, though. It's United Order of Emirates. And it's a lot of overseas oil companies. It's unbelievable. Like, I think Venezuela has a hand in it.
Do you remember 9/11?
I mean, I do. I remember where I was.
Do you remember saying that you would never forget? Because we did promise that we would never forget.
I never promised. I mean, never.
Remember when they came out with the 9/11 commission report and all the pages were blanked out?
Always forgetting is a cornerstone of me.
When they got unredacted, it turned out it was Saudi Arabia.
Oh, and that's then, so crazy.
And then the Bush family Iraq. Covered up their involvement in 9/11. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's so crazy.
Oh.
Today's episode is about Juneteenth. It's about how Biden and Kamala Harris solved slavery.
Costco. Did you see the Costco rotisserie chickens are coming in different packaging now? It's coming in like a bag instead of the container.
They also, I'm really glad you brought this up.
So we subscribed to the Costco magazine, Costco Monthly, and it said in the magazine that the reason that they're doing it is because it's going to reduce plastic usage, and also because they can ship more of them on a truck, then it also reduces like truck emissions. So, you know, they're going to save, they're saving themselves money. But when you used to buy the Costco chicken, it would come in the container. And it was easier to cut. Now it's coming in the bag, so it's harder to cut because it's in the bag.
I mean, it's still $5. And it actually should be easier in theory to squeeze the sweet, sweet weirdo juices out of it.
If you're, I mean,
no one knows what those weirdo juices are, but
we're
everyone
only paying
loves those
$5
weirdo juices.
For the world's largest rotisserie chicken. We should have to eat it out of a bag.
I mean, I would eat it out of a tube.
We shouldn't
out of a dick.
We shouldn't have the luxury of having a fancy plastic container.
Like, first of all, like, was that other container, like, fucking highbrow goddamn amazing? It's not like pizza boxes are changing and now we're eating out of toothpaste. It was already a piece of shit piece of plastic. My biggest problem...
Yeah, but the piece of plastic, it was like a little plastic container.
You gotta take it out of that... The first, when you take it home after your first dinner,
no, people at home,
you have to
picture,
take it out of it already. You have to depart the chicken.
Picture a container that
picture
a rotisserie
this.
Chicken comes in. It's like a black plate on the bottom, and then there's like a big plastic dome that snaps on top, right? Now, that when you have something like that, it allows you easy access to the chicken when you take the dome off because you can cut it up and slice it off and do all that stuff. But if it's in a bag... To get access to the chicken, you have to take it out of the bag. So it's less convenient.
No,
but it's
you
cheaper.
Should take it out of the bag anyway.
As long as they don't make it more than $5, I don't care what they serve it to me.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's becoming cheaper
You can put it in
years.
A suppository.
It's become not as good over the years.
No,
but
it's fine.
Also, it's $5.
It still is good.
Also, that chicken is better than most restaurant chicken. Yes, it is.
It's so good. It's like
it's
the
so
best
good.
Chicken that you can buy. It's super juicy.
Dude,
and it's only $5.
It on its back
you buy one of them, it
Everyone
lasts you
gets
all
excited.
Week.
Have you ever done like tortillas and barbecue sauce and like Costco?
Of course.
The bladder.
And also,
no
if
one complains that Costco cheese is in bladders.
And if we're talking
it
about
is,
food
it's in the bladder.
And chicken, real quick, I should tell you that last
food
night
and chicken.
I made
food and chicken.
So you know I got the new pellet smoker. In addition to having the pellet, the electric
can
pellet smoker.
Can we smoke oysters? That's all Chrissy wants is smoked oysters. Can
I
do
also
that?
Bought a wood chip smoker, which
Ooh,
is
baby.
Very similar to the one that you have at work.
Yes.
And
the one that I have
because
at
the,
my full-time job.
The pellet smoker is good for keeping a consistent temperature over a long period of time, but the
wood
chip
smoker
gives you so much more of a smokier flavor. So last night, Diana and I smoked some chicken, and then I diced up and deboned that chicken and shredded it up and then put it on nachos and made these smoked chicken nachos.
Mm.
It might be the best nachos I've ever had in my entire life. It's so good.
Mm.
And last week, I did the 3-2-1 ribs in the smoker, and they came out so good. I did it different than you did it, though.
I cut mine in like 5 pieces, 6 maybe even.
I cut them in half. They're already pre-seasoned. I put them in I put them in the smoker, and I cooked them for 3 hours, and every half hour I would spritz them down with apple cider vinegar. Then,
ooh,
so I did that for 3 hours. Then, for the 2 hours, I wrapped them in tin foil, put a little Sweet Baby Ray's, and spritzed them down with apple cider vinegar again,
nice,
and wrapped them up in the tin foil, broiled them in the tin foil for 2 hours.
That Wait, was you took them out of the smoker?
No, no. I put them back in the smoker. I just wrapped them in the tin foil.
Okay.
So I did that for 2 hours. Then, for the last hour, took them out of the tin foil, spritzed them one more time, slathered them in Sweet Baby Ray's, put them back in the smoker, and let them smoke with a high smoke for the last hour. They came out unbelievable.
But aren't they better later that day? Like, the longer you wait, the better they are.
The next, like, 2 days later.
They're so good. Oh my God. I think that's the secret of barbecue restaurants.
It was so good, dude.
Like, you're always, oh, it's so fresh. Oh. And they're like, no, it doesn't have to be.
Oh my God.
Or like sushi, right? It's so fresh. Like, no. Sushi doesn't need to be fresh for it to be delicious. Fish doesn't need to be fresh for it to be delicious.
I have a question for you, Chuck.
Sure thing, sweet thing.
Did you get the link that I sent you about the pornification of Disney characters?
I did get the link. I'll be honest with you.
Hold on.
I did not click on the link.
Not the link that I sent you that was just a picture of naked Ursula.
No, I also appreciated that, though. As you know, I love naked Ursula.
I know that you love Ursula, so I sent you a picture, a hentai picture of naked Ursula from The Little Mermaid. There's an entire subreddit dedicated to that True Detective scene with Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, my God. Her tits are so good on that couch. Also, True Detective Season 1 is just so effing good.
True Detective Season 1 is really
so
good. Today's show is brought to us by Margaret Thatcher's Roofs. Need a new roof? Get a Thatcher. Diana, do you want to read a celebrity sponsor?
Steven Tyler's hand-carved arrows. When you need quality arrows, trust an arrowsmith.
Very good.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Pete Townsend's Townshomes. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Let his love open the door to
your
house. Pete Townsend's Mobile Homes for when you're going mobile.
I'm going mobile. You know who doesn't get any of those jokes? Shahan.
Today's show is under part by Justin Trudeau's Real Bread, because real bread comes from a Trudeau.
So, now that you've got all your bourbon.
I got all the bourbon and mostly all the marijuana.
So, I got a chart of the most pornified Disney characters. Wow, that's great audio. I heard that so well on the headphones of you pouring that bourbon into your glass.
Your right. Bong's really nice too. I'm gonna take herbs. Do you or your bong
for
the day?
I've had that bong forever. I've had that bong for like 10 years.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
It's a good bong. Hold on. I'll you just put your mic down. I'll hold the mic. I saw this thing online, and it was.
Oh yeah.
It was a chart of the pornification of Disney characters. So it's which...
I want the pornification of AT&T characters. You ever see that girl from AT&T with a big old titties?
It's the animated one?
Well, the real one, too.
All right, so...
Did you want this bourbon? This is so good.
This is basically like a heat map of the characters from Disney movies that have the most porn made about them.
Okay.
And I'm almost glad that you didn't look at it, because this blew me away. Do you know who's the number one? Try to guess who
Disney,
is the number one.
Give me a hint. Is it guy or girl, at least?
First of all, there's no guys included in this.
Okay. So it's all females.
I think whoever
it's all
made...
clearly females.
Either whoever made the map
bullshit.
Didn't include any of the guys or...
Isn't there
or
a
the
murder
amount?
Movie coming out about Steamboat Willie soon?
I mean, like, you would think that there'd be, like, one thing, like, one Gaston or something on here.
Who fucks like Gaston and thrusts like Gaston?
I'm incredibly good at ejaculating.
Ugh, when you're good at that, everyone loves it. Everyone's involved.
All right, so let's get back to
I mean,
to,
why, would ja- the, why would Jasmine not be number one? That's my only complaint right off the bat. As you know on the Biscuits and Gravy Show, I have to immediately disagree and yell and be mad about something.
Well, hold up. Why are you assuming that she's not number one?
I mean, who's number one?
It's Jasmine.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not Jasmine.
No.
Jasmine's like number four.
Who's number one?
So if I had to guess, I would have thought that like Ariel
All
would
right.
be number one.
Ariel.
Right?
I want to fuck Pocahontas.
Okay. Pocahontas, I could see being on there. Pocahontas is on there. I would have thought it would be like
Ursula.
Ariel. Not Ursula.
Dude, you know
Ariel?
You want to get banged by Ursula.
Tinkerbell.
Ursula could fucking pull your ankles.
I would have thought
pull
that.
Your armpits. Tickle your eardrums. Tickle your butthole. Fuck you. And jerk you off. And, like, make out with you at the same time. That's everything you want!
Yeah, but if I had to guess which one was the number one, I wouldn't have said Ursula. I would have said either Ariel or, personally, my favorite is, like, would be, like, Belle.
Oh, really?
If I had to guess, I would say also maybe Elsa or Ooh. Princess Jasmine. Also.
Okay, I'm digging it.
Elsa, actually, I've seen a lot of live action porn of Elsa.
You know whose voice I always thought was hot?
But Princess Jasmine's a good guess, right?
The Teapot, who's also Murder, She Wrote. I liked her from
Mrs. Potts. I don't even know if Mrs.
Dude,
Potts
you
is
know
on
you'd
the list.
Bang Mrs. Potts, though, like in real life.
You'd let it happen?
Dude, you know.
And Angela Lansbury, as you know, Angela Lansbury sang the song that was the song
Tales
that my wife and I danced at our wedding.
Song is old as rhyme.
You know who else is another good guess? Aunt Cass. You know, she's the Pixar aunt with the big boobs.
I know Mama's and Papa's Aunt Cass, and that's like my 18th person.
All right, so here's the question. Who
only because she choked on a ham sandwich.
Who
Ayo.
Is the number one Disney character that has the most porn made of
it's
them?
It's got to be Ariel.
Not Ariel.
It's not Ariel!
Are you ready? This is going to blow you away.
It's going to blow my freaking mind, Vincent Archangel Gravy Fody the
you
third.
You ready? Number one, Judy Hopps.
I already disagree with you more than anything in the universe, and whoever said this is stupid.
Well,
who's Judy Hopps?
Judy Hopps is the rabbit from Zootopia.
Okay. All right.
Are you agreeing with me because I just showed you a picture of her? Or are you agreeing that you know who Judy Hopps is?
I'm just saying my world's been changed. And I saw that picture
hold
her
on.
From, and I'm like, dude, rabbit
If you're
ears?
Listening at home... The reaction
rabbit.
Sound that Chuck made
rabbit.
Was the reaction of him seeing a picture of Judy Hopps. I think.
Oh
Chuck-
my God, Lilo's on the list. Ew, no, ew. She has an alcoholic's nose already. Lilo,
that's not the worst part about it.
Oh.
Hold on, Lilo's nose.
Yes, I'd rather bang a rabbit than Lilo.
Lilo's nose
is
not the worst part about her being on the list. Hold on, but also, first of all, can we just talk about how wrong that is that that's on the list to begin with?
I mean, a fictional rabbit who hates the DMV is okay.
Yeah.
Also,
well,
you know,
there's nothing wrong with
like
having
rabbits.
Sex with a rabbit.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
What is the correlation between animated rabbits? Why are people attracted to... What is it about rabbits that makes people attracted to them? Because,
I don't know.
As we
usually
know...
Usually big ears, not a huge...
What's the...
Being attracted,
what's
know?
The rabbit from Space Jam?
Oh, she's fucking hot, though. Rabbits are hot.
So, Lola Bunny from Space Jam?
Well, yeah, fucking... Her name's Lola?
There's... There's a
her
ton.
Name, oh, like that book, like Nabokov.
There's, oh my God, her name's Lilo.
Oh my God,
you can't
ew.
And she's a,
ew.
This is making me upset. But Lola Bunny, you know how much hentai there is of Lola Bunny?
I mean, I'm learning quite a bit right
porn.
Now.
But you
lot.
Know what's crazy? You know who she looks like in real life? Natalie Dormer. She played Marjorie from in Game of Thrones.
I mean, I will.
From Highgarden.
I would plant a seed in
she
her
She looks
garden.
Just like her. Natalie Dormer looks like Lola Bunny. But what is it about animated bunnies?
What is it about? Because, like, I'll be honest with you. I feel like tickle my testicles.
If I kind of feel like of...
Clearly, when you anthropomorphize animals, like, bunnies are hotter than snails. But why?
Like, of all the anthropomorphized animals, bunny seems to be the number one.
But don't you think the bat from Neverending Story would be fun to have sex with?
But if you had to
don't
have sex
you think
with a,
that the bat from Neverending Story would be fun to have sex with?
The bat from Neverending Story?
Yes, the bat from Neverending Story. You're on the bat from Neverending Story? It's in the beginning.
I don't remember that. All right,
imagine a bat as big as a human being.
How about the...
Don't you think that would be fucking cool to get fucked with?
The giant flying moth from Dr. Doolittle?
Okay, you know what's... I don't think any of the animal... Are you talking about...
Hold on.
Wait, which Dr. Doolittle are you talking about?
That was
60s Dr. Doolittle? 60s Dr. Doolittle. Or what's his face?
How about a push-me-pull-you? It could blow two people at the same time.
Yes.
Push-me-blow-you.
I'm just concerned that this generation doesn't know how hot Ariel could be.
So, but that's the crazy thing is that, like, our younger generation watched Space Jam and was attracted to Lola Bunny. The new generation watched Zootopia and they're attracted to Judy Hopps. What is it about bunnies that is corrupting the youth?
I think maybe it's
what is it about? Is it something about seeing a bunny, a female bunny in your formative years that somehow like makes something click?
No, dude, it's deep rooted psychological into the structure of human beings, man.
All right. So here's a question for you. What animal would you have sex with if it was not anthropomorphized?
I mean, okay.
Just a regular, because like.
I'm not having sex with any animals in real life.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you had to, gun to your head, what animal would you have sex with?
I mean, probably a beluga whale.
Okay, but, interesting.
I mean, just this because it would
oddly specific.
I mean, it's so like beluga whales.
You don't have to justify it.
Are kind of like falcons where they take you for a ride.
I would.
And, like, I think that'd be, like, deeply spiritual to get, like, taken to the depths of the ocean.
Right.
To so where you're about to collapse and from lack of air.
Have you ever seen that movie, Blackfish?
And orgasm and then be brought back to life. I think there's something extremely romantic about that.
Did you jerk off to the movie Blackfish?
Okay, first of all, I've jerked off to a lot of black movies and a lot of fish movies. You gotta be more specific. Oh my god, I have your oven on. Hold on. Your stovetop on with oil in it. I thought it would be done by now. Are we still talking? I'm not banging any whales today. Also, otters, bro.
Well, not today.
Other way around, right? You're bigger, they're smaller. Would that be funner? Who knows?
But I wouldn't have sex with a bunny in real life.
Yeah, I mean, clearly.
Bunny in real life would be at the bottom of the list. But anthropomorphized... top of the list.
What if Zeus was a bunny? Would you let Zeus fuck you as a bunny?
I'm not letting anything fuck me.
We're on two different wavelengths.
Unless it's Ursula.
Yo, Ursula would be so hot!
So, you want to know the top Disney characters?
I would love... Yeah, we should probably conclude this.
Judy Hopps, Elsa,
okay.
Princess Jasmine,
oh, yeah,
Jessica
yeah.
Rabbit,
ah, totally.
Ariel.
Yeah.
Anna from Frozen. We got Rapunzel.
Wait, hold on. There's Anna from Frozen. And what was the second one? Anna from Frozen.
Elsa. Both Elsa and Anna from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
We got Tinkerbell, Aunt Cass, Minnie Mouse, Maleficent.
Minnie Mouse?
With Minnie Mouse, I don't get. But Alice, Rapunzel, Aurora.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Rapunzel.
Belle could get it.
I mean, Belle and Snow White, but that's
Belle
like...
Belle is like a provincial French girl. You know she's got a huge bush. And
I'd rather... Stinks. Have you seen the other Beauty and the Beast, the live action one?
Yes.
Oh, dude, she's so hot, man.
Cinderella. Kiara.
Ooh, I
which
mean,
is a lion.
From Princess and the Frog?
No, Kiara. Actually, there's a girl that I work with named
Wait,
Kiara?
From the fucking Lion King?
Yeah. And then
gross,
we got
bro.
Snow White. Ursula's on there, but you know who's above Ursula?
Dude, no one's above Ursula. Ursula?
I'm talking about on this list, not in your adult brain.
Why would you not want to get banged by Ursula?
Okay.
She's got 8 tentacles, bro. How many limbs do you have?
So
4.
Do you know?
How many spaces in your body do you have?
Stop talking about Ursula. Do you know who on this list is above Ursula? Kanga, which is ridiculous.
This is the most retarded. Are you kidding me?
Kanga is 353 versus Ursula, who is 234, which is crazy because I think the Kanga thing is coming from Vore because kangaroos have pockets and you can be put. They can put you in their pocket, I guess.
Put it in their pocket.
There's a lot.
I'd like to be a little Joey.
There's a
there's like a
whole Vore scene surrounding Kanga. Maid Marian. She's a fox, literally. Oh, and Roxanne.
Roxanne
from the Goofy movie. She's at 638. But Lilo,
yeah, the Goofy movie is wild.
Lilo. I don't think it's right that Lilo is on here, but she's at 1209, more than double Pocahontas.
So here's the thing. Lilo and Pocahontas are probably the
same
really
age, disturbing, actually.
But it's way cooler to fuck Pocahontas.
Yeah. She got the John Thomas from John Smith. All right, you ready to play a game, Chuck?
More than anything of this entire goddamn darn forsaken universe.
In honor of this Disney pornification heat map being released, we're going to play a little game called Disney or Porn.
Oh, Lord. I feel so bad for everyone involved in this. Do you save room for more clams, scallops?
You hear that song, Chuck? That sweet, sultry sound of Nelson Rangel playing in the background means that it's time for Morningwood. And for Morningwood, we're talking about Disney porn characters. And who is the most pornified Disney character? Turns out it was Judy Hopps.
Thanks for getting a dialed on into the Biscuit Boys.
There's a lot of hentai. Have you ever seen Zootopia?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a part of it.
So Jason Bateman plays the fox.
Oh, that's the fox?
And there's a ton of porn of her having sex with the fox. It's the
fox
same.
Porn seems cooler than rabbit porn.
I don't... What is it about, like... For some reason, we started saying that if a woman is hot, she's foxy. Whoever... I don't know who started that.
Foxy.
But whoever started that definitely wanted to have sex with a fox, right?
Of a silver fox?
Oh, yeah. There's also a silver fox, which is like an attractive older man.
Yeah. When I think
foxy
fox.
Lady, Jimi Hendrix, foxy lady.
Foxy lady.
So... We've unlocked something here today.
Clearly.
On Biscuits and on Drunker in the Bunker.
Yes, we're just...
Millennials and Zoomers want to have sex with rabbits. Boomers want to have sex with foxes. Interesting. I think it's because of the Robin Hood
Thanks
Disney
Thanks,
Lord, cartoon.
We're not Muslims. Because they just...
So, you know what's weird? Some people say Muslim. Some people say Muslim.
Yeah.
Which either one of those I think makes sense. But what about the people that say Muslim? Like it's an O?
Oh, Muslim. They should be put in a mausoleum.
I hear people say Muslim, too, and I get Muslim, and I get Muslim.
Anyone
I
gets
get
Muslim.
I don't get Muslim.
You know? Dinner and a movie, bro.
Because, like, Muhammad can be Muhammad or Mohammed, but Muslim is never spelled with an O. Muhammad is sometimes spelled with an O. Mohammed.
Yeah, that's Vincent Archangel Gravy just nailing our demographic right here on... Is it Muslim or Muslim on KAKU 88.5, the voice of... Actually, the voice of nothing. They won't even play us this week because it's June 19th.
Because it's Juneteenth.
And also, like, government fucking does these goddamn bullshit holidays like they've accomplished something or succeeded or changed the fucking world. Okay, you have Memorial Day. Oh, great. We might have, like, a parade or something. Bull fucking shit. We still don't take care of the people that have died and their families, right? Then you have fucking, like, July 4th. No one gives a fuck about July 4th in fucking Hawaii because we're being taken over by the fucking goddamn government. You have the Juneteenth, and it's fucking Biden and Kamala Dama Harris or whatever. And I'm sorry, but, like, who institutionalizes more for-profit prisons in the current regime?
Kamala Harris. She's pro-slavery.
She's there, and they out of spite. Okay, so you know in physics, Vincent Archangel Gravy, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right?
Uh-huh.
So in government, there's the same thing. So because Texas started burning books and being very Texas, when you think of Texas right now, right, you don't think of calculators like Texas Instruments, right? You think of them being like a bunch of racist dum-dums who don't understand how weather works.
Oh,
right?
I'm sorry. Got to cut you off there.
Oh, fuck you. God
damn
it.
Time for Morningwood. Morningwood is when we talk about all the news in the porn industry.
So all I'm saying is because Texas has the piece of shit, dirtiest state the past couple of years.
Gotta cut you off there, Chuck.
Biden created a holiday that was like, oh, when did Texas acknowledge that black people were people at the end of slavery? But it's kind of a bullshit fucking holiday.
Those sweet, sultry songs of Nelson Rangel.
Doesn't solve any issues!
That is time for Morningwood, and today, for our Juneteenth extravaganza episode of Morningwood, we're going to play a game called Disney or Porn.
All right. Thanks for playing Disney or Porn on The Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Disney or Porn is brought to us by Tara Reads Audiobooks. When you need someone to read it to you, Tara Reads, I found the card.
On KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui, the Biscuits and Gravy Show is sponsored in part by the lovely voices of Chuck Thompson and Vincent Fodi. We are two local comedians serving the greater Maui area. And today's show is underwritten in part by David Spade Spades. Let Joe Dirt help you with your dirt.
All right. So today for Disney or Porn, I'm going to read you.
Disney or Porn is underwritten in part by Cindy Crawford's Mole Sauce.
You let her love open the door to your mole sauce
on your face.
And today's episode is brought to us by Beethoven's Apartments, now available
for a lease.
So today for Disney or Porn, I'm going to read you a name. And you have to tell me if that's the name of a Disney character or the name of a porn star. Are you ready, Chuck Thompson?
Sure thing, sweet thing.
Your whole life has been leading up to this. Are you ready?
It. You got it. All
right,
it.
Our first question. Emma Magnolia. Emma Magnolia.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh.
Disney or porn?
Emma Magnolia. Porn.
That's correct. She's a porn star. All right, Briar Rose.
Disney.
That's correct. Briar Rose is the name of Sleeping Beauty.
Ooh, okay.
She's also known as Aurora, but her name is Briar Rose. Okay, Brooke Ripple. Brooke Ripple.
Brooke Ripple, also Disney.
That's correct. Do you know where she's from?
Yeah. No idea.
She's a water element in the movie Elemental.
Ooh.
It's all about the elements. All right. Mini Diva.
Porn.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mini Diva. She's one of my favorites. Cruella DeVille.
Oh. One more time?
Cruella DeVille.
Can you use it in a sentence?
If she doesn't scare you, no other thing will. The world was such a simple place until Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille.
That's correct. She's from
Disney, baby! Yeah!
101 Dalmatians. All right, Gabby.
I mean, it's gotta be porn, right?
I'm sorry. Gabby is the name of the doll from Toy Story 4. She's like, I'm Gabby.
I'm having trouble with this one.
Gabby Carter.
She's changed. She got the nicest hair that was now.
That's correct. Gabby Carter is from porn. Kazumi.
Disney?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kazumi. She's a Japanese porn star.
Oh, Kazumi.
Honey Lemon.
Porn?
Oh, I'm sorry, she's Disney.
Oh.
Honey Lemon is the name of the scientist in Big Hero 6.
I'm not killing it. I'm dying it.
All right, Nani Pelikai.
Nani?
Nani
Pelikai. Also porn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck. That's Lilo's sister's name is Nani.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, Lilo Pelikai and Nani Pelikai.
No, Nani.
Remember Lilo's sister? Her name's Nani.
Nani. Dude, they're not helping my problem. I'm trying to be nice to them.
Janice Griffith.
Also porn.
Of course. Of course, Janice Griffith is from porn. She used to be one of my favorites back
in
the day.
She is still one of my favorites.
She had this one.
Oh, where she left her notebook at someone's house?
No, she had this one with Riley Reid where her and Riley Reid got caught shoplifting. And so their stepdad decided to teach them a lesson. All right. Helen Parr. Helen Parr.
Disney.
That's correct. Helen Parr is also known as Elastigirl. From
it didn't get on here. It didn't get on it. It didn't get on it.
Mirabelle Madrigal. Mirabelle
porn.
Madrigal. Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck.
Oh, no!
Mirabelle Madrigal is the main character in Encanto.
In Encanto. Dude, I am not doing well in Disney vs. Porn.
All right, Melody Marx.
Also porn.
Of course.
Jesus Christ.
Melody Marx is from porn. Madison Ivy.
Also porn.
Madison Ivy, well-known star of the pornography industry. Lady Tremaine.
Also, ooh, hold on.
Lady Tremaine.
Disney.
That's correct.
Yeah, baby! I am the smartest buffalo alive.
Lady Tremaine is the name of
Do you want to watch Uncut Gems after this?
Lady Tremaine, do you know where she's from?
Lady the Tramp?
No, that Lady Tremaine is the name of the wicked stepmother from Cinderella. All right.
Ooh, my ear popped.
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. Don't let me be misunderstood. That is Disney, baby. That is Hunchback of the Notre Dame.
Of course. Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
All right. Coco Lovelock.
Porn.
Of course, that's porn. Coco Lovelock. You know her from porn.
Archangel Grave of Fody the Third.
Skylar Vox.
Also porn.
Yes.
She dyed her hair. Gigantic boobies. Oh my God, they're so bouncy.
I wouldn't describe them as bouncy, but they're all over the place. She's getting really big now. Have you seen her? Like, over the last couple of years, she's in tons of stuff now. She was just
she also got big, though.
All right, last one. Wendy Darling.
Ooh, Wendy Darling is Disney.
Of course, Wendy Darling was Peter Pan's side piece.
Yes. Yes. Famously known as Thimbles in the porn industry, but right. Wendy Darling
and
the Peter Pan
Chuck,
industry.
You win, Disney or porn.
I clearly do. Also,
Disney or porn
don't you want to go
out
to breakfast sometime soon?
Brad Pitt's peaches. There's a little pit inside every peach.
I think you're getting it dialed on into
Eggs
the Biscuit Boys.
We go to Kihei Cafe.
You can listen to Biscuit Boys 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com, which is hysterical because InfoWars.com is being like, how you say, sold
liquidated
for a dollar this
who
week.
Who would have thought that Biscuit Wars would outlive InfoWars?
Today's show is underwritten in part by Scarlett Johansson Stationery. Make every letter a scarlet letter.
And also by Tim Allen's Wrenches, great for turning state's evidence.
And of course, our dear friends down at Most Deaf's Hearing Aids. Get less deaf
with Most
Deaf. Hey, Vince. They're black on both sides.
Okay.
It's funny because you got that sponsorship.
Yeah, of course.
Vincent, you know what? It's kind of fun getting drunk and eating food with
it's
you.
It's fun getting drunker in the bunker, isn't it?
I kind of like it.
So we talked about the smoked chicken nachos that I made.
Anything smoked is better the next day.
I should also mention that I used my wood chip smoker to make smoked tomato relish. I got San Marzano tomatoes, the ones that come in a can. They're peeled. They're like the whole tomatoes.
They're very flavorful.
Put them in the smoker, smoked them till they were like practically dehydrated.
Did you put them in a tin or just on the grill?
No, I just put them straight up on the grill.
Really? What did you do with the remainder sauce?
I chopped them up and mixed them with a little bit of like a little bit of like sherry vinegar.
Yeah, it was so good.
A little garlic and basil. I put just a little splash of this basil-infused olive oil that I have. It was amazing.
Ooh.
highly recommend making a smoked tomato relish. Also, Cool Cats opened.
Oh, my God. You got to go to the thing, didn't you?
I got to go to the soft open, but now Cool Cats is officially open. So if you live in the Kihei area, you can go check out Cool Cats. Also, yesterday, Diana and I went to Polina, which is the new Fairmont Lobby Bar. Man, they had some really great sushi. The head chef sent us out some sashimi.
I'm so jealous that you got to go there. I've always wanted to do their omakase experience.
And then we ordered two sushi rolls, and they sent us out three sushi rolls. We got some...
Oopsie poopsie.
We got some really good cocktails. So if you're looking for really expensive sushi rolls and cocktails, the Plain the Lobby Bar in Fairmont is a great spot to go to. I gotta say the Elite E-Roll had shaved red onion on it.
Any shaved red onion.
And like spicy ahi and pahole ferns. I love pahole ferns.
You are a real sucker with that, huh?
I love pahole ferns. What can I say? So I gotta say, of all the rolls, they were all good, but I gotta say, I think the Elite one was my favorite. Elite E-Roll, Polina Lobby Bar over at Fairmont. Who would have thought? You watching any TV right now, Chuck?
You know what? I'm actually kind of mad at TV right now because I pay way too much. I'm on all these fucking server providers.
Yep.
I'm pretty much fed up. There's like three things I ever want to watch on HBO a month. And I give my Paramount TV and I give my Apple TV away to people. And literally no one watches them. I give my password out
it's
to
all
like 10 people.
That's why.
Literally none of my 10 friends even watch it once a month.
Pay $15, get a VPN, pirate everything. You'll save a bunch of money and you'll be way happier. I cancel my Netflix. I still have HBO and we have Amazon Prime because...
Amazon Prime has some good stuff on it.
We only have Amazon Prime.
I have Peacock.
Because of the free shipping. I don't care about
the
TV stuff.
Do you know how dumb it is to have Peacock, Vincent Fodi? I can watch... half of Peacock I have is for SNL. Because I have a fucking goddamn stupid condo in Kihei, I get Spectrum for free, which means I get DVR for free, which means I get SNL on demand for free.
I get Hulu for free because I get it from you.
Yeah,
so if Hulu you have
Hulu... It.
Watch Wrexham season 3. All of it is available. It's only 8 episodes this season, so go watch Wrexham season 3. And then you trade me your Hulu password, and I give you my HBO password. So if you have HBO, you can watch House of Dragons season 2, just premiered yesterday.
Is it good?
House of Dragons or House of Dragons season 2?
House of Dragons season 2.
We only saw the first episode so far, but if you like House of Dragons, then it's a continuation of that. So
see, you know what I want to watch on Amazon is the Lord of the Rings show. I haven't seen it yet.
Lord of the Rings show is pretty good, but if you have Amazon, you should definitely be watching The Boys. The new season of The Boys, season 4, is out right now. So if you didn't watch the one where they're in school.
Kind of too violent for me, honestly.
Well,
I thought The Boys was just too violent.
The Boys, if you have delicate sensibilities like Chuck, it might be a little much for you.
It's too violent, dude.
But The Boys is probably the most popular show on Amazon Prime, and season 4, the first 4 episodes are out right now. If you have Disney Plus, The Acolyte, the new Star Wars show, The Acolyte is pretty good.
Ooh, is that good?
A lot of people didn't like the 3rd episode. I actually like the 3rd episode.
All right, if Vincent Archangel Gravy liked the 3rd episode, I'd give it a chance.
And guess what's coming out on Hulu June 27th?
Probably some super lame show I'm never going to watch.
It's like 9 days from now.
What?
Season 3 of The Bear.
Oh, you know what?
Bear is so good.
I'll probably watch that.
It's so good.
Heard,
Chef.
Heard.
All right. Drunker in a Bunker is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Dictionaries. Have no worries with Benedict Dictionaries.
Funny for the Biscuits and Gravy show, which is probably literally the most free speech radio show in the universe.
Dude, we're like way over an hour right
now. Chuck Thompson. He's Vincent Archangel Gravy Fodi. And we are the Biscuit Boys on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Tony being super duper depressed.
Tony!
Our show is honored in part by Don Couches, South Maui Discount Couch House. The best discount couches in South Maui. Don't sleep
on the couch.
Vincent, that's a funny joke.
I'm Vince Fodi. This is my host, Chuck Sauce. And today we're celebrating Juneteenth. The crazy thing is, because Juneteenth is like a national holiday, it's only a matter of time before mattress salesmen like yourself turn it into some sort of like excuse to sell mattresses for some reason.
I mean, because every to be fair, we do have a Martin Luther King Day sale. We have a Veterans Day
sale.
Every
federal holiday is not just an excuse to sell mattresses. Okay, I find it disrespectful. But I feel like in the future, like it's no longer going to be distasteful to have like mattress sales on Juneteenth.
I mean, it'll always be like, distasteful.
Come on down to Mattress Firm for a Juneteenth extravaganza. Don't be a slave to high prices. Get a new bed for your master bedroom. Every new mattress purchase comes with a free pair of cotton sheets.
Oh, that's my fucking problem with every fucking goddamn holiday, though, is that like I now work on Labor Day. I've worked on Labor Day since I was fucking 15 years old.
Isn't that against the point of Labor Day? Doesn't that go against the spirit of Labor Day?
I have worked at Labor Day every single fucking Labor Day since I was 15 years old.
Can we just take a second to acknowledge my funny joke about the mattress puns and slavery?
Yes. Also, you know, you're just funny altogether, Vince.
All right. So, Chuck's Death and Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest buffalo in the room.
I'm the boredest buffalo in the room because I've been listening to you.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, I just realized we haven't been recording all this time.
Fuck!
We gotta start
you.
Over again.
Are you fucking kidding me? Why are you fucking here then?
All right, Chuck's Death Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's a
smartest
buffalo.
Are you recording?
Our first question comes from...
I'm Phony. I can't read well. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm Chuck Sauce. I blah, talk blah,
blah,
like
that. Da, 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 da.
Our first question comes from Dave and Ficasso.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm Chuck Thompson.
Oh, my God. Try not to lisp.
Our first question comes from Dave in Chicago. Dave wants to know, June 19th, 1978... saw the premiere of this now famous comic strip.
Garfield.
Garfield is correct.
Woo, baby.
June 19th. Yeah, so Garfield was actually the one that told the slaves that slavery was over.
Clearly. We're going to cook so much more fish after this.
It's funny because Juneteenth isn't about slavery ending. It's about when the slaves found out that slavery was over. So you know that there was like a couple slave owners that were like not telling them. They're like, don't tell them about slavery.
Don't tell them. It's like Christmas isn't about
Jesus.
They
almost picked all the cotton.
It's about the day you find out about Jesus. That's why it all makes sense.
All right. Our second question comes from Molly in Santa Ana, California. Molly sent this one in. June 19th, 1846 was the first game of this sport with modern rules. It was a sport that had been around before with various different rules.
Golf.
But they finally solidified the rules. What is it?
What is golf?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not golf. It's baseball.
What is baseball?
What is baseball? It is absolutely correct.
Oh, shizzle.
Yeah, they had
different
rules.
I was almost
rules.
Thinking golf, but I was like, it's got to be because it's American.
All right.
You're and asking like more American questions. Yeah. It's got to be. Okay.
So baseball ended slavery. The name of the first team was the Knickerbockers.
This is also how I did well at like tests, because you don't think of what the real answer is. You got to think of what like the person asked.
It's like whose line is it anyway when you're answering the last question? You think you know what it is, but then you go against the one that you think it is.
Yes. So you get it.
All right. Our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
Oh, it is.
Our question comes from Rick in Kihei. Rick wants to know, June 19th, 1943, the Philadelphia Eagles merged with what football team? Because there was lack of players because of World War II. This is in June 19th, 1943. World War II was going on. The Philadelphia Eagles had to team up with another football team because there was a lack of players. What team did they merge with?
They teamed up with the Pittsburgh Kick You in the Balls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Bummer.
It was the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wait. Are you kidding me? I would have said Steelers out of fucking joke.
It was a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Wait, really?
But you got two out of three, and you know what our deceased friend...
Oh, my God!
You know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says.
I shouldn't have said that!
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
That is a joke!
Well, if you weren't so drunk, you would have got two out of three, Chuck.
I mean, I did get, I would have gotten three out of three. I actually studied up on actual sports this week.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Give me an example.
The OK Chiefs. Today's show is underwritten in part by Benedict Cumberbatch.
We're not live. I'll just pause this. Give me an example of something that you studied up on in sports this week.
The Americans.
I'm sorry, that's the end of our show.
I knew.
And that also means that that's the end of our show. We want to thank Chuck Thompson for being on the show this week. We also want to thank Robert Redfur's Redfurs. They're the best.
The hot dog eaters.
They're the natural choice.
And then I knew that the golf. Jason Bateman's Fishing Supplies. A master fisherman needs a master baitman.
If you want to masturbate to Jason Bateman's character as a fox.
Funding for the community-minded celebrity sponsors comes apart by Robert Redford's Redfurs.
I just read that one.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes apart by Little John's Maid Service. He'll clean everything.
From the windows to the walls.
To the sweat drops down near Little John's Maid Service. And from me to you, hello!
Gary Sinise.